The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
I've an in for Pat all this week. Now, a warning that the following item pays reference to violence and sexual violence that some listeners may find upsetting. Famine, rape, killing. Sudan is in crisis while the world looks away. But on this station, on this morning at least, we'll hear some of the rarely covered stories of brave women fleeing the world's forgotten war. News Talk's Sarah Madden reports from Bahr el Ghazal.
...11.5 million people displaced, half a population facing hunger. The war in Sudan is causing the world's worst humanitarian crisis. But despite the cries of the needy and the pleas of those working on the ground, Western media and international donors are forgetting the East African emergency and the women and children most at risk to the ravages of war. So with the help of Concern Worldwide, I've come to Northern Bahr el Ghazal to meet and listen to the stories of the women of Sudan's war.
My name is Emilia Muchka and I'm a program coordinator for the Safe and Dignified Transition Project, working with Concern. We have left our base in Yamleo and we are heading to Kiradem, which is the border point between Sudan and South Sudan.
Since April 2023, more than a million people have fled into South Sudan, like 28-year-old Amlema Mohammed.
I came from Khartoum. I could not stay there because the fighting was very serious. So I decided to come to South Sudan. My parents were killed during the war. My brother plus my children and also my sister. My brother and my sister were killed using they slaughtered them. And also some of the family members were burned inside the house. And that's why I ran from Khartoum to South Sudan.
The majority of the displaced are women. Men might stay behind to secure properties or to work, while in other cases, there's simply not enough money for the whole family to be transported to safety. Pregnant women regularly brave the journey, while 38-year-old Bavita Naibvol led her four children to South Sudan alone.
They work by foot from Sudan to come here. They take about 10 days to reach here. On the way there is a flag fight there and some of the militia, so they have been abducting some children and their properties have been detained. So they came with nothing. And the husband also left there. Even now she doesn't know what's going on. They don't have news about him now. So she is and her children alone here.
Increasingly, Malik Mir Health Facility is seeing cholera among those crossing the border. When we arrived, 15 deaths and 178 cases had been confirmed since mid-February. 2 hours later, that number had risen to 180. Bavita's 10-year-old daughter was admitted to the cholera tent this morning.
Yeah, she said that this morning the child is raised good and then a few minutes so she feel that she had a fever and then she started vomiting and water diarrhea. She was vomiting 3 times so I took her to the clinic here. So and then now she was on medication now. I'm worried that my child is still dehydrating but I have a hope maybe.
Cholera is being spread in the dirty water the locals and refugees use to drink, cook and to wash. One health official worries every local household will be impacted in the upcoming rainy season. There are lots of other dangers on the route to safety too. Violence, lack of food, robbery. Though some leave home with possessions, many will enter South Sudan with just the clothes on their backs. For women, the war has been particularly treacherous.
What was happened that make me to run away from north? Because those people, they will just get you in your house with your husband. Then they bring gun out. Then they come say that I need you to sleep with her. So if the men can talk, the men can be shoot. I myself, it happens. When those people come, I was inside with my husband. And then to rescue the life of my husband, I told him that you just branch out from the side of the room and then leave me with them to save your life. Until that is the way that I save the life of my husband and myself until I come out. And that one was paining me a lot until I ran out from that place.
The UN estimates almost 7 million women and adolescents are at risk of sexual violence. The Sudanese war, according to one commentator, is a battle fought on the bodies of women. It's shocking, but unsurprising, considering Sudan's traditional practices do not value women or girls.
My name is Angeline Alwat Sholiak. When I grew up, almost 18 years or 17 years, the men took me by force. Then I realized from the hours, this man was a married man, and he was fighting with his wife every time, until the first wife ran away. Then he brought me by force. Our relative took me back. I'm still now not safe, because our relative says another man to be given to me, to be given out again. No, if I stay alone, I can be safe. Like now, look at my dress. Because of my hand, I used to go and work. I buy my everything that I want. But our parents fell in now to give me to another man. Mm. Yeah.
Intimate partner violence is commonly accepted as well. Amelia says that living in a land of unending conflict affects the norms of the people there. Agal Garang had her arm amputated when she was shot in crossfire, aged just 8.
The husband went to Khartoum. Up to today, he is not around. When the child falls sick, I asked for the money to go and buy the exercise book to be used as a card. Then he can fight me. If I say that, let us go to the facility for the treatment of the child, he can fight me. And he even can ask me, where do you expect me to get money? And you are asking me like that.
There is hope on the issue of gender-based violence, or GBV, however. At Kiridem and other mobile clinics, concerned social workers offer counselling to victims and GBV awareness-raising sessions to the community.
We have fathers here, we have mothers here, we have sisters here. We understand that GBV is against our cultural norms. To some of the cultures, forced marriage is like normal, but it's not normal. It's really not normal, because if you get married at an early age, there are disadvantages. But for us, we can prevent that by saying no to forced marriage. If I said it today, I tell you tomorrow, you go do it at home, we are able to change.
Rebecca Atawambe hosts her GBV sessions under a large mahogany tree. Sometimes 80 people, men, women and children, bear the 40-degree heat to listen.
For us to change GBV, it's need all of us to come together and work on it. I cannot change GBV. You cannot change GBV, but all of us can change it if we come together and work on this.
The community's thirst for change is only surpassed by their hunger for food. 24% of children crossing the border are malnourished. The WHO considers anything above 15% to be crisis levels. The most malnourished children with health complications are transferred to a stabilization centre like this one at Gok Makar. I hold my breath when one mother tells me her child is 9 months old. It looks 12 weeks. Abuk Malong is here with her 3.5-year-old stepson.
They don't have enough food to eat. Of course, there is no father. I'm their father, I'm their mother. He said that they were in Sudan. Then the husband told them that you go to South Sudan and will remain here. The husband died in Sudan while they are here. So now she is with her stepchildren. The mother of these children, she's having mental disorder. She's not okay mentally. That's why she's taking care of the children and the mother also. She said that these are my children now, because I did not give birth since I got married, so I see them like my own children. She's the one taking responsibility now.
Once the child is stabilized, they're sent home with therapeutic food like Plumpy Nut. Though with everyone else in the family hungry too, nurses find the patient's rations are often shared among the family.
Her name is Mary Agwak. Yes, he is saying that those children, she left at home. Nobody is taking care of them. Even one of them came here and said that, Mama, when are you coming to us at home? Because the father is not available at home. She is saying that seeing I was at home, I was the one going to the market to look for food for them. But now nobody is giving them food.
The rate of suffering is hard to contemplate. The story is difficult to take in. But for me, it's just a week in South Sudan. Emilia is confronted with such sadness every day.
Yeah, it is a difficult area to work in. There was a story of one time of a lady who was on her way from Sudan who was abducted by the soldiers, and they stayed with her for some months. And when she was finally released, you know, she was pregnant, and it was a traumatizing experience for her. And when she was released, she was in her third trimester, so we could not terminate the pregnancy. So one, you feel for the lady; two, you feel for the child. You know, the child is born out not out of love. We managed to counsel her to continue. Even up to now, we continue to talk to her. She's accepting it, but it was a hard experience for her, and it was one of those touching experiences for me as well.
The women of the war in Sudan are survivors. Despite dire circumstances, they smile and laugh and raise children. They beat odds. They cross borders. But without our help, they won't make it to the other side of tragedy. These women need food. They need aid. They need funding. They need the world to remember them. They need us all to listen to their stories.
Well, a truly grim report there on the suffering of the women as a result of the war in Sudan. That report by Sarah Madden there, who went obviously to Sudan to give you that detailed bird's eye and frontline view. If you were impacted by the stories covered in it, Women's Aid is available on their 24/7 helpline, 1800 341 900. And if you wish to donate to Concerns Sudan Crisis Appeal, you can go on to concern.net, their website. And if you'd like to hear more from Sarah's trip to the Sudanese border, tune into our full-length documentary, which will be on at 6 p.m. On News Talk on Good Friday, and of course, accessible on the website.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.